Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." His purpose. Psalm 33:10-11, NIV. "The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations." Stops you in your tracks, doesn't it? He did it. He purposed it. Everything is because he purposed it. He is the architect, the author, and the finisher of our faith. Everything begins with him and ends with him, and we're somewhere in the middle. God purposed it according to his will, everything. Thy kingdom come. He is working to a fixed point that we know nothing about. He is steering this little bark that we call the church and individually our lives into his eternal purpose. That's another thing well worth keeping in mind at this point. He plans for eternity. Everything he does and purposes has eternity in mind. Purpose and eternity. No wonder we have to keep majesty right in the forefront of our thinking. It's so easy to forget that this is all not about me, but about him. About eternity, not about my short span on this earth. About his plan, not mine. When I get caught up in my day-to-day problems and trivia, I need to remember that beyond this, far above the circle of the earth, sits one so majestic he's indescribable in his beauty and power. And I need to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, bow down before him, his glory proclaim. Gold of obedience and incense of lowliness, these are the offerings to bring to his throne. He's told you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Oh, now I remember. Isaiah says it like this in Isaiah 40:25-26. "To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal?" says the Holy One. "Lift up your eyes and see. Who has created these things? Who brings out their host by number? He calls them all by name. By the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. To whom will you liken me?" Oops, gulp. "No one, sir." And Isaiah 46:1-5 and 9-11. I'll let you have a look at those. "To whom will you liken me again and make me equal and compare me that we should be alike?" Have a look at those scriptures. "I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. I rest my case in reverence and awe."